96. The pen of the Most High is unceasingly calling, and yet how few are those that have inclined their ear to its voice. The dwellers of the kingdom of names have busied themselves with the gay livery of the world, forgetful that every man that hath eyes to perceive and ears to hear cannot but readily recognize how evanescent are its colors. A new life is, in this age, stirring within all the peoples of the earth, and yet none hath discovered its cause or perceived its motive. Consider the peoples of the West. Witness how in their pursuit of that which is vain and trivial, they have sacrificed and are still sacrificing countless lives for the sake of its establishment and promotion. The peoples of Persia, on the other hand, though the repository of a perspicuous and luminous revelation, the glory of whose loftiness and renown hath encompassed the whole earth, are dispirited and sunk in deep lethargy. O friends, be not careless of the virtues with which ye have been endowed, neither be neglectful of your high destiny. Suffer not your labours to be wasted through the vain imaginations which certain hearts have devised. Ye are the stars of the heaven of understanding, the breeze that stirreth at the break of day, the soft flowing waters upon which must depend the very life of all men, the letters inscribed upon his sacred scroll. With the utmost unity and in a spirit of perfect fellowship, exert yourselves that ye may be enabled to achieve that which beseemeth this day of God. Verily I say, strife and dissension and whatsoever the mind of man abhorreth are entirely unworthy of his station. Center your energies in the propagation of the faith of God. Whoso is worthy of so high a calling, let him arise and promote it. Whoso is unable, it is his duty to appoint him who will in his stead proclaim this revelation, whose power hath caused the foundations of the mightiest structures to quake, every mountain to be crushed into dust, and every soul to be dumbfounded. Should the greatness of this day be revealed in its fullness, every man would forsake a myriad lives in his longing to partake, though it be for one moment, of its great glory. How much more this world and its corruptible treasures! Be ye guided by wisdom in all your doings, and cleave ye tenaciously unto it. Please God, ye may all be strengthened to carry out that which is the will of God, and may be graciously assisted to appreciate the rank conferred upon such of his loved ones as have arisen to serve him and magnify his name. Upon them be the glory of God, the glory of all that is in the heavens and all that is on the earth, and the glory of the inmates of the most exalted paradise, the heaven of heavens.